we're very encouraged by the progress this year.
State Education Commissioner John King reflecting on the results. King and Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch consider math results significant. Statewide, students made some gains in all races and economic levels. Math numbers jumped to 35.8%. But there was little movement in ELA results, with less than a third of students scoring well enough in English. Chancellor Tisch notes much more needs to be accomplished.
Let's be clear. We still have a very long way to go, and there is still much more to do.
During a conference call with reporters, Commissioner King was asked why the English results barely moved.
Well, this is one of the questions that I think, you know, certainly we are going to look at. Districts are going to look at, schools are going to look at. You know, I think the evidence nationally over time is that moving student performance in English language arts requires attention to background knowledge and vocabulary.
Buffalo was among some of the lowest test scores in the state. The district released a statement indicating incremental growth. It reports five city schools increased in ELA scores by more than 5%. That included the Stanley Mikowski and Roosevelt Early Childhood Center. 11 schools increased their math by more than 5%. That included Southside, Lorain, and Houghton Academy. As the new school year begins in just a few weeks, students and teachers will begin their third year of the rigorous Common Core standards. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.